Hello, book lovers. It is that time of the year. People are making lists. Everyone's going to tell you about their thing for 2023. I'm a bad list maker, but I do have a few ideas. This is reviving a little bit of a tradition here on the book club. So I have brought to you from Final Draft, our end of year wrap and gift guide. There's a pun in there, something about wrapping and gift guides. In no particular order, if you are buying for a romantic, check out Michael Thompson's How to Be Remembered. How to Be Remembered has this fantastic concept of a young man who is forgotten every year and has to rebuild his life. And from there, it begs you to root for the protagonist and then whisks you along on a terrific ride of a narrative. How to Be Remembered for the Romantics, a thriller with a twist, Monica Vu's When One of Us Hurts. When One of Us Hurts entwines narratives of a dysfunctional family in a small town and then slowly unravels to a big reveal. No category here. This is the I can't say too much because spoilers, but just trust me, it's incredible. Emily Spurr's Beatrix and Fred. Emily Spurr is terrific and always surprises. I could say this is a heartfelt character-driven novel, and it definitely is, but it is so much more. The way these characters unfold on the page and what we learn about Beatrix, what we learn about Fred, will honestly have you scratching your head. This next category is for the Sydney Gadigal Files. That's a bit of a made-up category, but it's designed to capture two terrific books that both do not disappoint story-wise, but are also going to have locals pointing at the page like some sort of Leo DiCaprio meme as they recognise their local. First, on the sort of, I guess, the grittier side, we have Kirsty Jagger's Rose Ghetto. This is a story about a young woman growing up in Sydney's western suburbs. And then we also have Shirley Lay's Funny Ethnics, also a story that focuses a lot on the western suburbs, both coming from very different places, both incredible reads, both highly recommended and a chance to look at your city in a different way. My young adult pick, got two again. Two very different novels about being young, growing up, and finding your place in the world. Helena Fox's The Quiet and the Loud and Sydney Koo's The Spider and Her Demons. You might remember these from conversations earlier in the year. Both of these novels explore how being in the world is tough and that it is important to find your tribe. I loved both of these novels. Sydney Koo's The Spider and Her Demons. Just a fantastic novel, as it implies there is some wonderful, fantastical elements to this. So it's also a great pick for people that enjoy the fantastical in their novels. Helena Fox's The Quiet and the Loud is very much, it looks into what it means to have mental health, what it means to explore your mental health, and what it means, again, just to be in the world. Now, I hate making an absolute pick, but I'm going to make an absolute pick. This is my literary pick of the year. This is, I think, a solid read for anyone who loves books. Toni Birch's Women and Children. So if I had to say just one, this is the one. Toni gives us a story that breaks down so many concepts at the heart of our society and opens up a world where we can be better. I am going to post this list up. I'm going to make sure that you can access that list. This is a gift guide for the readers in your life. I hope you found something there. I hope you found something on Final Draft over the year. It has been amazing joining you for Book Club, and I look forward to many more books in 2024. I'm Andrew Popel. Stay with me for Final Draft across the summer. We've got some special stuff planned, and as always, happy reading. Bye for now.